Books. Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable and to our book pick segment for this week. Every week, we welcome an independent bookseller to come in and tell us about all these cool things, books, all these cool things. They're books that are on store shelves. And Jackie Callahan of the Golden Notebook in Woodstock, New York, joins us this morning to tell us of the very cool things she's been keeping track of. I note a theme this week, which is very cool. We like themes. We had one last week. We like them this week. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. It's great to be here,
Good
Joe.
To see you. All right. So you are a bookstore in Woodstock, New York. It seems that your theme makes sense.
It does. You know, on my way up here, I had to stop by the bookstore to grab a book, and something happened that happens almost every day in our store, which is someone asked me, so where did Woodstock happen?
Yeah.
And so it's very, you know, the quality is almost Groundhog Day-like in our contemplation of Woodstock and what it means and all the books. And so I thought, let's bring a little bit of that here to you today. And so the book that I wanted to talk about first is a new book. And this is like a coffee table book. It's a beautiful book called Woodstock, 3 Days of Peace and Music. And this is a new book by Michael Lang. And it in pictures and in snappy narrative, he goes through the whole story. But predominantly, it's a picture book, and there's a lot of pictures in here that haven't been seen before. It goes through the story of how to find Woodstock, actually building up the grounds where the concert was set, talks about the locals, talks about the hog farm, the rain, talks about the music. It's a wonderful book to have on your table. This Friday, we're doing an event with Michael, and we're really excited about that. And that's going to be at the Emerson. And I think that there might be one or two tickets still available. And those can be found at emersonresort.com.
EmersonResort.com, and it's Woodstock, 3 days of peace and what else? Oh, and music. Right.
Peace and music, yeah.
That was the other thing. That's right, peace and music.
There are many coffee table books about Woodstock. Another new one that we really like a lot is called Woodstock, 50 Years of Peace and Music, and this is by Daniel Buchsbaum with photographs by Amelie Rothschild, and we will be doing an event with her this weekend at the Emerson. Also, they're having a whole Woodstock weekend there, and she'll be doing an event talking about the pictures in this book and talking about also pictures that she took of the Fillmore East back in the day. And later that day, there will be a panel of people who went to the Woodstock Festival. So Woodstock, 50 Years of Peace and Music by Daniel Buchsbaum with photographs by Amelie Rothschild. Another book that we sell a lot of that came out about 10 years ago is a wonderful book by the official photographer of the festival, Elliot Landy, and that's Woodstock Vision, Spirit of a Generation. Terrific book. So that's sort of a category of books that are cocktail books, I would say coffee table books on Woodstock. But they're also books that in a narrative way tell the story of the festival and how it came to be. One of our favorites that we sell is also by Michael Lang, and it's called The Road to Woodstock, from the man behind the legendary festival. And this is co-written with Holly George Warren. And she will be talking about this book at the event this weekend. And this book really focuses on how the whole production was put together and how it was kept running over 3 days. Two other wonderful books that I want to just mention that we have been selling for years. One of them is called Back to the Garden, The Story of Woodstock and How It Changed a Generation. And that's by the late, great DJ Pete Fornatel. And that really focuses much more on the music. Probably the first big book, narrative book, to focus on the festival came out in 1979 by a guy named Bob Spitz. And it's called Barefoot in Babylon. And it's a very how-to book, but a good one.
And these are all still available?
These are all still available. We sell them all the time when people come into the store asking us about Woodstock.
You can get your
hands
on
them. We guide them to all these books, you know, and talk about the festival. Sometimes people, they're interested in the festival, but I like convincing them about how amazing the town of Woodstock is. And we talk about a wonderful book about Woodstock called Small Town Talk by Barney Hoskins, and also the incredible This Wheels Is on Fire by Levon Helm. It's a fantastic book about Woodstock. Also, kids' books about Woodstock. My favorite one is Max Said Yes, The Woodstock Story, and that's by Abigail Yazger and Joseph Lipner. And it has a great cover, and it's a poem, and it's about, yes, there were the people that said no, but then there was one who said yes, and that was Max.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And there are other little ones that we really love to sell. Like, one of my favorites is called Where is Woodstock? And that's actually a Peanuts book. And it's Snoopy looking for Woodstock.
Oh, looking for Woodstock. Yeah. That makes sense. Sure. Yeah, the little bird friend.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we should say, we didn't say this, but we should say that the site of the festival is nowhere near the town of, or the village. What is it, a village?
Yes, it's the town of Woodstock. Yeah, and people ask that all the time, and it happened about 60 miles away.
Right. 60 miles
in
to
Bethel.
The south, yes.
It's sort of, yeah, southwest.
Southwest.
Yeah. Yep, in Bethel and Sullivan County.
I remember the first time I encountered this, I think it was around the 35th anniversary.
Yeah.
Maybe the 30th. Mm-hmm. And I was driving around, and I realized that when I was leaving Bethel, and there was a sign that said, Welcome to Pennsylvania, I said, I am nowhere near Woodstock, New York.
It's true. It's far. It's far. But the vision of the town as an arts colony and the conversations that artists have, you know, that's what one of the things that inspired Michael to have the festival. So anyway, Woodstock, the town, has become Woodstock Nation.
Excellent.
Anyway, so those are our Woodstock books. But, of course, there are other incredible, amazing books that have just come out. And the first one I wanted to talk about briefly is My Life as a Rat by the incredible, incandescent, and brilliant Joyce Carol Oates. We are so lucky to be doing an event with her. This is our fourth year in a row doing an event with her. And that's going to be Tuesday, July 23rd at 5 p.m. And My Life as a Rat, Joyce Carol Oates writes many categories of novels, and one of our favorite subgenres are her family dramas that take place in small towns of New York State that have seen better days. And the plots usually involve some sort of controversial crime, and this is no exception in My Life as a Rat, where a 12-year-old girl witnesses her brothers covering up the murder of an African-American adolescent. So we're really looking forward to our event with Joyce, and that is My Life as a Rat.
Joyce Carol Oates, My Life as a Rat. It is Tuesday, July 23rd at 5 p.m.
Another book that actually comes out today from one of our favorite local mystery writers, Allison Galen, and this book is called Never Look Back. And this is another terrific thriller. And it introduces us to Quentin, who runs a true crime podcast, which I sort of love. I sort of, you know, there are many crime podcasts these days. And, Quentin's own personal family history is obviously the reason for his fascination in crime, as his mother at a young age lived through her sister's murder as part of a notorious serial killing crime spree. When Quentin hears that one of the killers might still be alive, this starts him investigating and trying to discover the true answer and story of his mother's death. Of his sister's murder. So we're very much looking forward to doing the launch for this book on Saturday, July 20th at 2 p.m.
Great.
And we will be hosting her in our store.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So I was going to say Never Look Back by Allison Galen.
That's what I was going to say, too, but you said it much better. Allison Galen, Never Look Back. The event is Saturday, July 20th at 2 p.m.
The next book that I wanted to briefly mention, and we were very fortunate to do an event with this author about a month ago, and this is a book called The Story of Jane, the Legendary Underground Feminist Abortion Service. And this is a book that came out in 1995. It was recently reprinted with a new preface by Laura Kaplan. And basically, before Roe v. Wade, most women seeking abortions were forced to turn to illegal, unregulated, and expensive abortionists. But in Chicago, those who could discover the organization that was codenamed Jane found a level of protection and financial help. And Laura Kaplan, the author, was part of Jane, and she joined Jane in 1971. And this is the history of that movement, of that organization. And it has an incredible epigraph at the beginning, and I think that it sums up so much these days, and it's by Emma Goldman, which is that liberty will not descend to a people must raise themselves to liberty. And it's the story about how women self-organize to solve a problem. And I think that, you know, we're living in a different reality now, but this story is one to keep in mind.
Excellent. The story of Jane by Laura Kaplan.
Okie doke. Next book I wanted to talk about and sort of mention a press, which is the University of Texas Press these days has been putting out amazing music books. And music books are kind of one of my favorite genres to read and indulge in. And earlier in the year, they published a wonderful book by Hanif Abdurraqib, and it was his book on a tribe called Quest, called Go Ahead in the Rain. Another book that they published that recently came out is by Vivian Goldman, and it's called Revenge of the Sheepunks, and it's a feminist music history from polystyrene to Pussy Riot. And Vivian Goldman is a pretty famous musician, journalist. She was Bob Marley's manager. She has a lot of history in music and in the punk movement. And one of the most excellent things about Revenge of the Sheepunks is that it's not written in any sort of chronological order, but it is organized a little bit more on themes, you know, love, unlove, girly identity, money, and protest. And she goes through many, many, many bands in exploring these themes. And she also has playlists at the beginning of each chapter, which I enjoy a lot.
All right. We are out of time.
Okay.
Do you want to quickly say something?
Yeah, just two more books. Downtown Pop Underground, fabulous book about New York City culture that led to so many bands, musics, and art. And She Begat This, another great book. 20 Years of the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill by journalist Joan Morgan. You can find all these books at the Golden Notebook. Please visit our website for all of our events this month.
You gave us a lot to think about. GoldenNotebook.com is that website. GoldenNotebook.com. Visit them at 29 Tinker Street in Woodstock if you get a chance. Lots of fun. Golden Notebook in Woodstock. Jackie Callahan, what a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.